Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to Daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Revi'i, the 13th day of the month of Sivan. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Yehuda Marilis, North American Director of Olami Launch, Partners of NCSY and the Orthodox Union, to share words of Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Marilis slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim. Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech L'Tzahal, the Mishaberech L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberech L'Cholim, with Rabbi Marilis pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that's ou.org/Tehillim call. And now, b'kavod, with great honor, Rabbi Marilis.
Shalom, shalom, everybody. Wow, what an incredible schus to be here. I wanted to take a moment first to just thank the OU and NCSY for the schus of 15 years of tremendous work with outreach that I've had the honor to work with, you know, such incredible people at the OU and NCSY. And I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you, and especially for this incredible opportunity to give over chizuk and to listen to the unbelievable Rabbanim that speak each week. Is really beautiful. So thank you very much. I wanted to take a moment to talk about a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer this week. And this is a very striking Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which discusses the famous Tana Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who was the Talmud, the student, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And this is the story of when Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old, and it says that he was sitting by the plow, and he was doing, you know, work in the fields like they used to do, and his father, Hyrcanus, sees that he's crying, and he comes over to him, and he says to him, "Why are you crying? Maybe it's because you need a stool." So he gets him a stool, and he sees he's still crying. A couple hours later, he comes, he says, "Why are you crying?" And Rabbi Eliezer, and remember, this is a 28-year-old man, looks at him, and he says, "Because I want to learn Torah." So his father looks at him and says, "What do you mean you want to learn Torah? You're already 28 years old. Go get married, settle down, have children. You could take your children to learn Torah. Whatever." A little bit while later, he's still crying. So what happens this time? Yizaycha merits that Eliyahu HaNavi comes to him. Eliyahu HaNavi says, "Why are you crying?" And Rabbi Eliezer looks at him and he says, "Because I want to learn Torah." And Eliyahu HaNavi looks at him and says, "Ah, you want to learn Torah? Go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Yerushalayim and you can learn Torah." So he says, "Great." You know, he's already a 28-year-old man. He goes, he treks out, and he goes to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he gets there and he sits down in the office and he starts to cry. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai looks at him and says to him, "Common theme, why are you crying?" And Rabbi Eliezer looks at him and he says, "Because I want to learn Torah." So it says in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that what happens, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai then teaches him Shema, Birkat HaMazon, the grace after meals, and the holy Shema. And then he wants more. He's still crying. He wants to learn more Torah. And as the story goes on, we know Rabbi Eliezer becomes the famous Tana who his rabbi said on him that if you put all of the wisest people on one side of the scale and Rabbi Eliezer on the other, Rabbi Eliezer takes the scale. So I wanted to ask three questions. On this, there's a lot of questions that are asked. I wanted to take a moment and ask three questions and tell you a unbelievable Rav Chaskel Sarna who answers the questions. And very quickly, the questions are as follows. Number one, what is he crying that he wants to learn Torah? Like, why can't he learn Torah over there with his father? What's going on over here? Like, what's with the cry? And the second question is, he finally gets Eliyahu Navi tells him to go, and he goes, and he's sitting in the office, and he finally is going to be able to learn Torah, and he's still crying. He should be excited. He's finally here to learn Torah. And then the biggest question is, grace after meal, benching Birkat HaMazon and Shema, like, really, his father, was he religious? Did he teach him? He didn't teach him Shema? He didn't teach him Birkat HaMazon? Answers Rav Chaskel Sarna, the most beautiful answer. And he says, what's going on over here? It must be. Eliezer was 28 years old, and he was a learning disabled child. He was somebody who couldn't learn. His father tried to teach him, but he couldn't. And he struggled, and struggled so much that he couldn't even learn Shema and Birchas HaMazon, so he's crying. And he cried so much that Eliyahu HaNavi came to him. And then he goes to this yeshiva, he goes to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he's looking at all these people learning like he's never seen before, and they know so much. And he's not excited, he's crying, because he's like, there's no way. I can't get there. I can't learn that much. So he's still crying. And that's why he didn't know Birkat HaMazon. That's why he didn't know the Shema prayer. Because he couldn't. Until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught him the Shema. Because when you cry tears of sincerity, that's when God can't let you down. That's when God says you're going to become the famous Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus because you cried, even though you started at 28 years old learning the Shema prayer. I could switch gears for a moment and end with a short story that just happened to me. A couple of weeks ago on Friday afternoon, I'm talking to a friend, and he said to me, you know, this morning during the Amidah, during the Shemona Esrei prayer, I broke down. In the beginning, when I got to those words, Matir Asurim, which many interpretations say that it's when God will free captives, which is so potent right now. And he says, I just broke down. And he says, I repeated the words. And I was wondering, he was asking me, he said, I must have repeated, I think I repeated the words four times. I just started crying. I started repeating the words. And he says to me, I was just wondering if that's okay. And I reassured the fellow on the phone that I'm sure, you know, it's okay. That Saturday night, when word got out that over Shabbos, four hostages were freed, called my friend back and I said, did you say you said the words four times? And he said, I know. Sometimes it just takes us the opportunity of just losing ourselves in the moment. Yeah, it might not be the perfect thing, but sometimes that's what our Father in Heaven wants. He just wants tears of sincerity. And he wants us to just say, God, we need them home. We need these parents to have their children home. We need these families back together. These are our brothers and sisters. Yes, I might have said the words four times, God, but it's because I can't control myself in the state that we're in right now. And with that, we can merit miracles where God will look back at us and say, yes, I will give you them back. So when we say these chapters of Tehillim, everybody please have in mind our hostages, that they come home, and our soldiers in Israel, that they have Hatzlacha, and that the mission ends without any casualties. And for all those that are already hurt in battle or sick and need a refuah, that they should have a refuah as well. Starting with chapter 20. I'm going to say, Ach mizmar l'David, Ya'ancha adayna eliyayin sarai, Yisagev chashem elehe yakai, Nishlach ezrecha mikaydesh, Yimitziyayin yisadecha, יזכר כל מנחייסך ואילוסך ידש נסלו, ייתם לך חלבביך וחלחסך ימלא,
Adonai Yoshiya, Melech Yaneinu, V'yom Kareinu.
Chapter 23. Mizmor the David, Adonai Rayi Layechzar, B'nai Zdeh She'yar V'seini, Almei Minuchai, Sinahaleini, Nashi Yishayvev, Yonchein, V'magle Tzedek, L'man Shemai, Yan Ki Eilech, B'geitz Alma, V'zlai Rarak, Yata Imadi, Shiv Tichol Mishantecha Imei Nachamuni Tarech Lefonai Shulcha Neged Tzayri Rai Dishante Bashemen Rai Shikai Sirvaya Achtoi Vachesed Yidifuni Kol Imei Chayai Mishavti Beveis Adayna Eliyai Rech Yamin.
Chapter 121
Shir Lamalois Estainai ele hori meyayin yava yezri. Ezri meyim adainai eise shamayim varet. Al yitein lamoit raglecho, al yanum shahim recho. Hine lo yanum velo yishan sheme Yisrael. Adonai shem recho, adonai tzilcho, yad yeminecho. Yoy mama shemesh lo yakeko, v'yareyach baloylo. Adonai yishmarcho mikoro, yishmar et nafshecho. Adonai yishmar tzeyizcho v'yecho, meyato v'yadaylom.
Chapter 130.
Jira malois. Mimamakim kerasicha adaynoi, adaynoi shemav dikaili, pienos necha kashuvois lekol tachanunoi, imavoynoi stishmarya adaynoi miyamoin, yimchas licha leman tivarei, kivisi adaynoi kivso nafshi, ולדברי היפלתי, נפשי לאדוני, משיינרים לבקר, שיינרים לבקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני יחסד, ירבה עם היפדוס, והוא יפדס ישראל, מכל אדוני סוף.
Chapter 142
Maski le David, yaisai ba maras tefila, kaili el adayna yaza, kaili el adayna yaskhanon, eshpoich lefanav sikhi, sarasi lefanav agin, bisate folay ruchi, viato yadati nisivasi, oyrazu halech tamnu fachli, Abeid yaminu dey, vein li makir, avad manais ni meni, ein deresh li nafshi. Zoakti elecho adayno, yamarti atomachti chelki, beretz achayim. Akshive ovri nasi, kidaloisi migoi, atzileini meiroit vai, ki yomsu mimeni. Haitzio mimasker nashi, loidaita shimecho, biachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol oloi. Achein kol beis Yisrael, anesunim batzaru, vashiv yahomdim, bein bayam ubein bayabasha, amoko im yirachem aleyem, v'yaitziyay minstod alivacho, umeafei lali aira, umishibu legiyula, hashta bagala vizman kariv, namar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, unsee your land. May the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Misha Berach, v'chayalei Sahal. Misha Berach, avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. V'yivarech es chayalei tzivah gonal Yisrael, v'anshei kochos habitachon, ha'umdim al mishmar arseinu, v'arei aleyenu, mikvul al vonoin, v'amidbar mitzrayim, ומנהים הגדל עם לבר הרבה, וכם בקם שהם ביבשה. ואוויר וים ייתן אדוני את היבנו, והקמים עלינו, נגב לתניהם. הקדש ברוך הוא ישמע ויפיל את חיילינו, מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברוך ויצלח בכל מעשה ידיהם, יד ברסננו תחתיהם. יפיר נחץ הישוע והטרס נפתחם, ליקויים בהם הכסף, ידונו ילוויכם, ההולך ילחם, ילחם לכם, עם אויביכם, לא שיעזכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך to those held in captivity. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, יברך, וישמר וימסר, as Nedrei Tzva'a Gona L'Yisrael U'Shvuya V'Eskol Acheinu Anasunim Mitzaru V'Shivya B'Avur Shekol HaKohol HaKadosh Azeh Mispalo B'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Racham Yimaleyem V'Yotziyeim Mechoshach V'Tamavet U'Mosroseyem Yinatzeik V'Mstukoseyem Yoshiyem Bishive Mehed Lechek Mishbechoseyem Yodul Adon El Chavdav Niflau Savdom Ne Adon Likuyem Bahem Mikra Shekotuv Ufzeye Ufduye Adon Yishuvun Ubosi Andarina Simcha Selam Al Roshem Stasiun Bisimcha Yasigu Vinasu Yagon Ranocha Vinamar Amen.
Mishaberach for the sick, and I'll pause for you to enter the names.
Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David Shlomo yivarech v'yirapei es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachim Malav Lachalima L'Raposel Lachazika L'Chayosel Mishlach L'Meir Refuah Shleim Min HaShemayim L'Ramach Eivar V'Shesagida B'Sav Sharchole Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashta Bagala V'Zman Kariv V'Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Marilis. We look forward to having you again on the program very soon. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.